Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, big round of applause for everybody that made it to hump day, I like to say. Big round of applause for everybody that know the weekend is coming up in a couple more days and hanging on in now. It's Kenny talking. I'm back for another great episode of the Real Relationship Talk Show, podcast show, right? Where we discuss real relationship topics every single day. So big shout out to you. Let's make it happen like we always do. I got the relationship truth coming up right after the music break, because you know we got to pay bills on Dollhouse Radio. We got to pay bills. We got to show love, right? And we're going to jump right into the conversation. The conversation tonight is going to be brief. It's going to be to the point, but it's going to be totally informative for you, right? Because that's what I do it for. I do it for the people, and I'm going to keep on doing it. Remember, go out and get that book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. And remember, Dollhouse Radio is in the mix. Let's turn up. We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat. Cat in the hat, I said. We're going to make it happen. Tonight, topic, how to tell if a man truly loves you. How can you tell? How can you tell if a man truly loves you? Find out. The Kenny Talk Experience podcast show, only on Dollhouse Radio. Salute.
I'm gonna feel my vibe right now, feel myself. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Choose it, don't be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Wayne's, he look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Wayne's, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet, you fanny. Hookah killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Switch to the in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Wayne's, he look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Why you see? Family. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga pull up your family. Hope the killers understand me.
Hey!
Panda. 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 Panda, 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 panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up leaning shit, sipping fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside your shit, let it sign up, over to Lady shit. They be acting rats, I don't be clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried this shit. Legacy, final, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The rolling is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out to the Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'm a flip. I got bitches pull up and they get it. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull up in the inner baby. CCDD pull up in the killer baby. Cola filler pull up on filler baby. Niggas up in the baby gon' drill it baby. Fuck we gon' kill it baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah I get it. I got cars, yeah I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bonds when he spinning. The Bobby gon' spin it. Chapter Dawn doing business. In the break fucking up shit. She doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken. Count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Talk is here.
Panda. Panda.
Panda.
Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted to lean the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bundles. Legacy, phantom. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacy, phantom. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball. Candy, lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Hope the killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Switch the Dodine and the family.
Why?
Credit cards and the scammers. Hitting the looks in the banners. Legacy, family. Wait, see, look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana. Plenty killers on it.
We about to jump right into the topic at hand today. And I know I said I was going to do the relationship truth, but the relationship truth, I'm going to go and do it. Everybody be talking about it. They be sharing it on Facebook. And if you haven't got it on Facebook, if you're not following on Facebook, you got to go and like the page, the Kenny Talk Experience, or add yourself to the group, the Real Relationship Talk Show group. You got to get in, man, because you know what? We be dropping some heat in now. Now, the relationship truth, for those that do not know, those that are not following, on Twitter, at Kenny Talk EXP, or on Instagram, at Kenny Talk underscore. At Kenny Talk underscore. Y'all need to get at me on Instagram, man, you know, because I be posting some real thought-provoking posts, right? And the goal is just to kind of get you to think about the relationships that you're in, that you want to get in, you're trying to get in from a different perspective. So you know what? We can kill all the bull crap. Alright, the relationship truth goes as follows. Now this one went out earlier this last week. It says, you have the right to be single for the rest of your life, but you don't have a right to hold anyone else accountable for it. Okay. You have a right to be single. Yes, you do. But not the right to hold anyone else accountable for it. So, well, what do I mean by that? I'm going to open up the chat, right? Because, you know, I stay on Facebook chatting with the people. I stay on my Blacktopia app. I stay on the website, blacktopia.org, right? Because we always communicate. We always talking. And everybody be talking about the relationship. I got a lot of feedback from this one right here, right? But I'll open up the chat and I'll see if anybody want to respond. If you want to make your words heard, 646-595-4038. If not, sit back and enjoy the ride. Buckle up. You dig? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go in right now because, you know, we don't have much time. And I know you don't have much time. When people talk about being single, a lot of times you can hear the bitterness, right? You can hear the concerns about the type of people that are out there, the type of people they've dated, the hurt that they've been through, the harm that they've been through, you know, the frustration. And it starts to come out in their explanation, right? As to the reason they're single, why they still single, or what have you. But I say to myself, a lot of them speak on it from a perspective of blame, of holding someone else accountable as the reason, what you can't find, right? You have a right to be single and happy, or single and miserable, but at the end of the day, you can't blame anyone but yourself, because truth be told, you are in relationships. You know, you get in relationships because that's what we do. People get in relationships a lot. And as a lot of us know, it's not hard to do that. It's really not. You know, but then when you see people posting stuff on social media like, hey, I'm kicking it with my bae here, my bae there. I'm kicking it with this girl. I'm kicking it with, you know, with my man or what have you. And this little bit of envy rushes through you, right? Because your concern is that, you know what, I wish I could find someone. But here go the funny part about it. The funny part about it is this. A lot of those women are or were in the same situation that you were when you were involved with dating someone. The only thing they did was they just never broke up with that person. They dealt with whatever they had to deal with that person. And they stayed together. Okay? When you see people moving on with their relationships, taking them to the next level, it's a lot of envy there. It's a lot of just concern. Why can't it happen to me? It can happen to you. The only thing that a lot of people are doing is when they're getting in relationships, they're getting in committed relationships, they're getting engaged, they're getting married, they're doing all these kind of things. The only thing they're doing is staying together and taking those steps together. You see, just stay together. That's all you got to do. Now, I know it's frustrating. I know it's hard to deal with certain people or whatever, but if you call yourself picking a person and getting in a relationship with them, that means that you like something about them. And a lot of times you can't run at the first sight of a headache. You know, you can't run at the first sight of a headache. And that's what a lot of times we do, and we end up back on the market, or we end up single, or you know, frustrated about everyone else doing it. But when you look at the guys that are in these committed relationships that are taking them to the next level, look at them. Let's look at them. A lot of them are not. They probably don't fit the mold of your expectation or the flavor that you savor. But the problem is that what they're doing is that they're getting someone to stay with them, so therefore they're rewarding them for it. You guys got to be loyal. Now, I know you heard that word before, ladies, loyal. Loyal means that regardless of the headache, regardless of the frustration and the differences that you guys come across in a relationship, even if it is a consistent thing, that's why it's called loyalty. Loyalty is not easy. It's not an easy thing. And when you give up, you give up. So that was kind of the purpose of that post, or the perspective on it. Don't speak from and hold it. Don't try to hold anybody else accountable. You made the decision. You were in a relationship and you chose to end it. Right? Speak on it. Okay, it's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and tonight's topic, let me go ahead and jump in. I know I kind of went in a little bit on the relationship truth part of it, but we're going to spend just a little bit of time talking about the topic at hand, how to tell if, you know, how to tell if the love is real coming from this guy, how to tell if a man truly loves you. How do you know? Do you want to know? Yeah, there are some things, but here's what I need y'all to do. We got to set it up, right? I was actually looking at a post that I shared, a post where somebody put out a post saying, you know what, here are some things to look at to tell if a guy really loves you or whatever, truly loves you. And it really stood out to me because a lot of the things that it brought up, they were certain behaviors. And I'm going to find it right now. If you following on Facebook, you probably saw it already. I think it was about a couple of weeks ago when I did. I'm going to find it right now. Here it is. All right. Not that one. Here we go. What I've identified is there are like 10 things to kind of look at, right? And you know, about all this stuff, like, you know what, how to tell if you got somebody great in your life, they like the same things that you like, they don't interfere with your work and things that you want to do, they tell you why they're in a bad mood, they communicate, they love you for who you are. Okay, I'm just, to feel me on this one. They don't want to change you. They're open. Those are just some small examples I wanted to kind of point out right there. But a lot of the stuff that we don't realize is that every time you hear someone speak on, you know what, if you really want to tell if your man loves you or if a person with you loves you, here are some things to kind of look for. If they do this, then that means they love you. If they do that, then that means they love you, right? But what, one thing we never really look at is what is the situation? Because relationships go through a lot of different situations. You know, you may be up this week or this month, but down, you know, going through a little rough patch the next month, you know, or just kind of neutral, kind of you getting used to each other or what have you. So a lot of these things that we talk about during the dating period, during the relationship part of it, where, you know, we get lackluster. We get a little comfortable. And a lot of the things that are on the list to determine whether your man love you or not, they kind of stop happening, right? They stop happening. But does that mean that that man don't love you? Right? You have to take in consideration at this particular time when you're looking to see if a person truly loves you or you listening to this crap that you're posting. You got to say to yourself, okay, what's the situation in my relationship right now? If everything is just chill and we just lackluster, you know, he may not be doing the extra stuff that he used to do, but you have to understand that that doesn't mean that that man doesn't really love you, right? Because he's still with you. He's still with you. We also have to take this into consideration. A lot of people are not going to want to hear this part of it, but because I was having this conversation the other day, what you have to do is situation the same with a man. Whenever you change the situation, it impacts how the man treats you as well as if the man is going to want to stay around you. You can't change the situation. When things are going great, you know, sparks are flying. There's no real talk about what needs to improve. There's no real talk about what they need to do different. There's no real talk about any concerns that are brought up because we're having a good time. And that's the environment that a lot of relationships start in. But after a while, what ends up happening, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Ladies, I'm going to say ladies first and foremost. What you guys start to do is start to notice when certain things stop, certain things kind of change, and you want to, and you speak on it, you bring it up, you know, you express your concern. Now, am I saying you shouldn't express yourself? At times, no. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because when you express it a lot, what you do is you change the mood. And if you change the mood, you change the mold that person is in. And once you change the mood, I need you to understand that the guy is going to act different or feel different around you. He's going to really start to feel different. And if he feels different, then guess what? He's going to automatically he's going to be open to gravitating towards the next female that gives him that same feeling. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see tonight. Going to gravitate towards the next female that gives him that feeling again. And it's hard for you to get it back after you done changed it. So what you got to do from the beginning is don't change the mood, the mold, which in turn changes the feeling. And if you do that, that's going to make that person step away or start to grow away from you or move away from you or not even want to be around you. This is real. And we're talking about this on Dollhouse Radio. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show is what we call it. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, right? And we going in. We going in because we got to go in. We got to educate people, man. We got to make sure they understand how, like last show, how to keep a man, you know, or how to keep that man doing those things that show that he truly loves you. When you set the tone in a relationship, when a person is with you and they're enjoying being around you, it's all you got to do is bring up something or do something that changes the mood or the mold that that person is in, the mold that that person is in. And that's it. You done ruined it right there. You got to make people want to be around you, ladies. You got to make a man want to be around you. And that's the reason why the side chick is so popular, right? She don't have a lot of them major expectations outlined and stuff, right? I'm not trying to say don't have any expectations, but you can set expectations without verbalizing them. Because it's only what you would deal with and what you want. But if you feel the need to express and verbalize the expectations and you come off sounding like a parent. And it's very few dudes that want another mom. They don't want another mom in the aspect of, guess what, you telling me what to do, you handling me a certain way. Don't handle me in a certain way. You got some guys that enjoy being handled in that particular manner. You got to get in tune with what the man that you want to be with is about and what he will accept. So what you got to do is feed into just that. You got to, man, let me show you. I heard it best. And I heard it from this guy. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Man on Fire. Denzel Washington, Christopher Watkins in there. But he was then, he was protecting a little girl in Mexico from the kidnappers, right? Denzel went to see Christopher Watkins, his friend, to hang out with him or whatever, down in Mexico. And I heard him say something to his wife that it made so much sense that I want women to take note to. Right? And what this guy said was, he called her to try to get her to do something. And I don't know if she gave him a little pushback or something, but you know what he said? He was like, hey, babe, obey me and I will love you. That's all he told him. Obey me and I will love you. If you do that, you'll be amazed the type of stuff that your man will proactively do for you. You'll be amazed at how long this person will stay around you and want to be around you. You'll be amazed the next steps that this guy takes the relationship to. Right? You want them to bring you flowers every other day, you know, just without it being a special occasion, or make any day a special occasion. But then obey, you know what I'm saying? Make the environment conducive for him to relax and spread his wings, and he will do so much more proactively. Right? And I'm sorry, that's just the way the game works. So I know a lot of women, I know, I'm looking at Facebook right now, and I got a lot of exclamation points, people saying, what the hell are you talking about? Can it talk? But it is what it is. It is what it is. And here's what I mean by that. If you are with a guy that you feel you will not want to do exactly like he tell you to do, then you're with the wrong guy. You are with the wrong guy. You wanna, if the guy don't make you want to do that for him, or if you don't want him enough to do that for him, then you're with the wrong guy. And that's just it. It's a real simple equation. It's not unsolvable. But the problem is you got to accept it. You got to say, this is what it is, so here's what I'm going to do with it. And that's the Real Relationship Talk Show tonight. I wanted to drop that on y'all here. If you want to tell if a man truly loves you, it's about what you do. It's about you keeping the environment the way it was. If you keep an environment consistent with the good times throughout the relationship, and this guy is not proactively doing those things, or you don't see anything else happening, if you don't see any changes, then you know at this particular point he's lackluster, but he's not. It's almost as if he is not in love. You know what I'm saying? He don't love you. You know what I'm saying? He's with you. There's a difference. But if you see, if you keep that environment the way you want, if you do like that man tell you to do, you have the environment set up the way he likes it, I promise you, that's going to be able to help you tell if or if not he loves you. You won't get caught up in all of the behaviors and things that men do in order to get you into bed. You know, the actions and the things that we say in order to get the first, second, and third base with you, right? Because we'll do that. And we will do that. We'll do whatever works. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. And I wanted to drop that on y'all head tonight, right? Any questions, inbox me like you always do. Talk to me. Let me know how you feel about the message tonight. And I know it might sound crazy, but that's the motto. Obey me and I will love you. Do what I tell you to do, and I will love you. And if you're concerned with doing what a person tell you to do at this particular point, then you're with the wrong person. You're with the wrong person, because guess what? If I love you, I'm not going to leave you astray. Let's stop getting so caught up in all the actions that somebody can do to sweep you off your feet and make you feel like this, to make you believe that this person loves you. No. Actions are just that. They can be done within a consistently for a short time frame, enough to get you to commit to them, only for them to revert back to who they really are and be ready to move on. And ladies, I know y'all tired of that, and I want to drop it on your head tonight. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show podcast, Kenny Talk Experience, right? We're going to do this every other week going forward. And I'm going to make sure I have the link on all the pages on social media for you guys to click on this link and listen at any time that you want. If you don't catch it live, it don't matter. It's about time for the final thought, though. Now, the final thought is a little something I put together. I do for you. It kind of sums up some of the stuff that we talked about. It's a little spoken word that I want you to feel. And it goes down like this. Y'all check it out. All right. The words, when a man truly loves a woman, is normally followed by the opinion of the person or people that are speaking. So much of what is said can be done or said by any man, making dating and mating so deceiving. Now, when things we want to hear are said by the people we want to hear it from, that's all it takes for them to win our trust. Now, but when a man truly loves a woman, the relationship has to be great for him to never consider handling her rough, putting his hands on her. All right. Now, when a man truly loves you and things are fresh and new, you can tell by the way you feel from his slightest touch. But when a man truly loves a woman and things take a turn for the worse, he knows to walk away when that woman has had enough. Yeah. Now, when a man truly loves a woman and that woman respects how he likes to be treated, he wouldn't allow disrespect towards her to come out of his mouth. And when a man truly loves you, before he allows what he's done to hurt your feelings, he will hide, deny, and lie to keep it from ever coming out. That's what he'll do. So, when you say, yeah, I always catch him in a lie, you gotta understand, he's still hanging around you. You have to understand, he fears hurting your feelings. So he'll hide, deny, and lie to stop from doing that. Now, a lot of people don't think that's love. They think that's deceit. But it's only deceit if the intentions are not there for love to be with you. Because at the end of the day, we can walk away. At the end of the day, you can walk away. And that's what we do a lot. And that's what I'm trying to prevent, because I want y'all to stay together. I want y'all to get with people that you want to be with. But when you get with these people that you want to be with, stay with them. Just stay with them. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere and watch your relationship flourish. All right, that's my time for tonight. I had so much fun with you guys. Remember, like us on Facebook. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to be back. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep dropping these mini jewels on you, right? We want to hear from you. Continue to write in like you've been doing. And I'm going to get back to reading y'all letters as well and y'all things that y'all send me. But guess what? We're going to work them in as we go. All right. Salute to all the fellas out there. I know I dropped some on them tonight. Salute to all the ladies. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And I'm about to fly up out of here. Hey, don't do nothing crazy this weekend. Peace. And we out.